So just begin by being aware of your bodies. Being aware of your contact with the chair, the floor, the ground. Being aware of the contact between your skin and your clothes, your skin and the air. Being aware of the three-dimensional nature of your body. And just embracing your body with kindness. Noticing the tense places in the body, the relaxed places. Really noticing the body in the way it anchors our presence, locates us in just here and just now. So that through our sense of touch, we touch the world and are touched by the world. Touching and being touched. Be aware also of the sense of hearing. Hearing the sound of my voice. Hearing other sounds from outside the room or inside the room. Hearing internal sounds. Letting hearing combine with touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Touching and hearing, hearing and touching. Being aware of the sense of seeing with your eyes closed, there may be just a greyness or blackness, or with inner sight, there may be colors and images. Letting seeing combine with hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Touching, hearing, seeing. Seeing, hearing, touching. Breathing in, we let ourselves become aware of the sense of smell, a powerful global sense. Smelling the room, smelling the air, smelling ourselves. Letting smelling combine with seeing, hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. Finally coming, paying attention to the mouth and the tongue, paying attention to that most intimate sense of taste. Taste the moment, taste your experience. Taste yourselves, taste the world. And let tasting combine with smelling, seeing, hearing and touching as we deepen our sense of presence. sinking into the body, opening into the senses. Noticing the Janus-like nature of the senses that open us into the outside and into the inside. Touching the world externally, touching the inner world. Hearing the outer world, hearing the inner world. Seeing the outer world, seeing the inner world. Smelling the outer world, smelling the inner world. Tasting the outer world, tasting the inner world. Letting the senses combine into the sense of embodied knowing, embodied presence. Just feeling your presence, just here and just now, however you are. Being kind to how you show up this morning. Now we're going to move on to do an exercise called the Kabbalistic Cross, which is a way of tracing out elements of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life on your body. I'll talk us all through it, and we'll do it, so if you're doing it for the first time, don't worry about getting it right, just follow as best you can, and with practice it'll become very clear and fluid for you. With all exercises, when we talk about working with the imagination, we're talking about all the senses. So, and we have different ways of experiencing the imagination through our senses. So we may get vivid images, or we may just get a felt sense of experience. That will just be because it may be the imaginal process is happening through the sense of touch, sometimes with the sense of sound. So just trusting the intention to do the exercise and trust the way that it happens. Now this exercise could be done either sitting or standing. I'm going to stand because it'll be easier for people to see what I'm doing. But feel free to sit or stand, depending on what you feel is right for you. So the exercise begins by being aware of the vertical axis of your body. If you're standing, make sure your knees are not locked. And you pay attention to your feet. You pay attention to your spine. And we're working with a sense of connecting to the earth and extending ourselves into space. What we do then is we take our dominant hands and we imagine above our head that there is a center of white light. We place our dominant hand on her forehead and we say the Hebrew word Ate. So just say it with me. Ate. Then slowly we bring our hand down the body to around the solar plexus and our hand points downwards. And we visualize or imagine or sense a column of white light going right down through the center of our body down into the earth. And here we say Malchut. Malchut. So we just pause for a moment and you feel that pillar of light from above to below. Then we take our hand and we place it on our right shoulder, and here we sense or imagine a sphere of brilliant red light. And here we say Vegevura. Vegevura. Then we take our hand across to the left shoulder where we visualize a sphere of brilliant blue light. And here we say Vegedula. Vegedula. We bring our hands to the center of our body in a sort of prayer gesture held quite loosely like this. And here we visualize or sense a sphere of golden light, like a golden sun at the center of our body. And here we say, Le Olam Amen.